Tips from the Top Floor, show number 85, January 9th, 2006.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography. And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Yeehaw! It's a new year, it's a new show. Welcome all existing and new listeners, and a happy new year to you all. If you're a new listener, chances are that you've received a new digital camera for Christmas, and you've definitely come to the right place in order to make the best out of your digital photography. If this is the first time you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor, you're in for a load of treats, information, and learning over the next weeks and months. I have new tips and tricks queued up for you. From now on, we'll have a weekly Photoshop corner on Monday, where I will let you in on some of its secrets and show you some cool ways of post-processing your pictures in Photoshop. There will be new interviews with professional photography creatives of all sorts, more sound-seeing tours where you can come along and listen in while I'm doing some exciting photography, and last but not least, you can become a part of a wonderful community by participating in exciting assignments or become a member of the forum, which is, by the way, one of the best sources of information with a whole bunch of great people hanging out there, eager to hear from you or even help you with your questions around everything photography. If you're listening to the show directly from the Tips from the Top Floor website or any other website, you might want to consider subscribing to it with iTunes or any other podcatcher. This way you can be sure to get the new shows automatically delivered to your computer or portable MP3 player as soon as they're out. And the best thing, all of this is absolutely free. My name's Chris Marquardt. I'm podcasting three times a week from my little top floor studio in Tübingen, southern Germany. And as it's Monday, here's this year's first Photoshop Corner. Today I'd like to talk to you about using layer masks. And if you haven't worked with masks before, here's what they do. Imagine you have two pictures in front of you on your desk, one lying on top of the other. Now, naturally, you can't see the bottom picture because the top picture is opaque. Now, imagine taking a pair of scissors or something else and punch holes into the top picture so that you can see parts of the bottom picture. Masks in Photoshop work very similar to that. Imagine now that you have those two pictures on two layers in Photoshop. By masking part of the top layer, you can have the bottom layer shine through. Now this gives us endless possibilities. Here's just a small example. Imagine you have the same picture on two layers, one being black and white and the other being in color. With a black and white layer on top, you can now mask parts of this layer away and have the color image shine through where you want it. Let's try that. Fire up Photoshop and open a picture. Open the layers palette by pressing F7 or selecting Window Layers from the menu. Now duplicate your color layer by dragging it to the new document symbol on the bottom of the layer palette. That's the second icon from the right. Let's make that top layer a black and white image now by selecting Image, Adjustments, Desaturate. You now have two layers, one background layer being in color and a copy of it being in black and white. Now let's add a layer mask to this top layer by first making sure that the top layer is actually selected and then clicking the little gray box with the white circle in it at the bottom. Nothing will change apart from a white box showing up next to the image, but wait, there's more. This is your mask and per default it's set to reveal everything on that layer. You can see that by the mask being actually white. White reveals, black conceals. Now, the way to hide parts of that layer is to paint onto the layer mask with a brush. If you paint black, the layer will be concealed in the areas where you painted, and if you paint white, the layer will be revealed. Let's switch our color swatches to black foreground and white background color by pressing the D key. Select the brush tool by hitting the B key. Oh, and by the way, you'll notice me mentioning handy keyboard shortcuts quite a lot. If you just learn a handful of those, you'll be able to work much quicker in Photoshop than you can by selecting every tool using the mouse. Now that we have set the black as the foreground color and selected a brush, Make the brush small enough to be able to paint over the area in the layer that you want to have the bottom color layer shine through. Click on the white layer mask in the layer palette in order to select it, and then paint away on your image. But that's just one of the many different ways in which you can use a layer mask. Let's look at another example. Here I have tried to take a picture in an environment that had quite a high dynamic range. There were dark areas and bright highlights, and the camera could either preserve detail in the dark areas, but then the highlights were blown out, or the camera was set to correctly expose the highlights, but then the darker areas were all black. In order to cope with this situation, I set my camera on a beanbag. You could also use a tripod if you don't have a beanbag, in order to take two identical images with different exposures. Now that I have one image with the darker areas intact and one with the highlights exposed correctly, using a layer mask to combine the two is just the way to go. The first step is to make those two pictures appear on two layers in Photoshop. To achieve this, I open both pictures, then I hit the V key to switch to the Move tool, and with the Move tool selected and the Shift key pressed, I drag the darker image on top of the brighter one. Pressing the Shift key makes sure that the two images are perfectly lined up. And again, I select the top layer and add a layer mask by clicking on the layer mask icon at the bottom of the layer palette. Now this time, there's something different. I want to conceal the darker top layer. And here's a cool tip for you. In order to create a new layer mask that conceals everything, just hold down the Alt or Option key while clicking the mask button. So now, I have two layers, the bottom layer being the bright image and the top layer with the dark image and a mask that conceals the whole layer. Now if I paint white into that black layer mask, I can make parts of the darker image show through. For example, the highlights that are overexposed in the brighter image. Assuming I still have the foreground and background colors set to black and white, let's switch those around by hitting the X key on your keyboard so I can paint in white. Another helper in this situation is to reduce the opacity of your brush to, let's say, 10%. This way you can gradually make the top layer more transparent in the areas you want it to by repeatedly brushing over it, instead of just punching hard holes into it. The really cool thing about layer masks, however, is the fact that they work with every type of layer. Imagine, for example, you use a curves adjustment layer in order to increase the contrast of an image just in certain areas, or increase the color saturation of a green meadow, but leave the saturation of the cows on that meadow untouched. There's endless possibilities with layer masks, and once you get the hang of them and have a better idea about what great results you can achieve with them, I promise you won't look back. And that was it for Tips from the Top Floor number 85, the first show in 2006. For more information and a detailed write-up of today's Photoshop Corner, including images to illustrate what you just heard, go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com. This is also the place where you can find all the previous shows with loads of tips and tricks, sound sync tours, interviews and whatnot. Oh, and here's an exciting piece of news. Tips from the Top Floor is being reviewed in the brand new Podcasting Pocket Guide by O'Reilly's. That's the first time this show is featured in a hard copy book. The Podcasting Pocket Guide is a non-technical guide around podcasting, including a listener's guide, and Tips from the Top Floor is part of the exquisite selection of podcasts featured there. And if you're an aspiring podcaster, this guide will even introduce you to the tools and techniques you'll need to make and publish your own podcast. Definitely worth a look. You can get it for, I think, $9.95 from Amazon. And I'll include a link to it in the show notes of today's show. That was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Tune in again on Wednesday, where I have a new sound seeing tour ready for you. If you want to leave feedback, send an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com, post it on the forum, or call the voicemail line at 206-202-DSLR. And if you like the show, I'd appreciate if you could give Tips from the Top Floor your vote on Podcast Alley. This will help keep the show free and in the spotlight, and it'll just take you a few seconds. The link is in the show notes, and I really, really appreciate your help supporting the show. Thank you. My name's Chris Marquardt. Talk to you again on Wednesday, and happy shooting!